Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Coach Karen Stott. We will be starting very shortly, so bear with us. This is host Coach Karen Scott. We will be starting very shortly, in about 2 more minutes. That was interesting. Again, this is your host, Coach Karen Scott. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. As we move forward in our series, Mindful Thinking, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us this evening. As you know, I am a certified purpose and character transformational coach looking to help my clients discover and develop their spiritual gifts, talents, and abilities so that they can make a positive impact on the kingdom as well as their lives. I'm also a health and wellness distributor and advocate with Youngevity. We have products that are basically can help us all move towards optimal health. So it is all about health and wellness. It is about mindful thinking, thinking about what we're thinking before we say and do what we're thinking, because the choices that we make are the choices that we make. So we have to be very cognizant of the things we do when it comes to our health and wellness. It's very important. We are going to be starting a book club next month, September 2018. The book is The Case for Christ. Hopefully you'll have the book. If not, you could still join us as we go through the read. It will be very impactful and exciting, and I'm sure interesting. We also have a coaching brunch and roundtable coming in October 2018. The topic is emotional wholeness, the things that affect us daily and how we handle it emotionally. I'm looking forward to that because it's going to be an intimate setting. And it's going to be just very impactful, as always. Anything that involves what God has to say about it is always impactful. Our topic tonight, of course, as I said before, mindful thinking, but honoring God when it comes to eating. So you're going to find some interesting facts coming from that. And it's all positive. So let's just remember to think about what we're thinking before we say and do what we're thinking. It's all about mindful thinking, thinking in the moment, being positive, focusing on the task at hand, and really just making choices that will benefit your health and your wellness. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Honoring God when it comes to eating, when it comes to food. I thank the internet and different researches that I have done today for this topic. There's nothing evil about a chocolate bar. There's nothing evil about cookies, chocolate chip cookies, or any cookie that's your favorite. There's nothing evil about a half a gallon of ice cream. There is nothing evil about pretzels or potato chips. There's nothing evil about cakes, pies, but these foods are out of bounds if God has told you no. Even good foods like fruits, like bananas and pears and apples and avocados and peaches and tomatoes, squash, they can also be off limits if God has told you to set them aside for a while. When we think about the effects of fat, sugar, and carbohydrates, it can be a dispute all day. But when it comes to Christians, the issue isn't so much about the food and ingredients as it is following God in obedience. We simply look to conventional wisdom, the lives of fellow Christ followers, or even our own deceitful heart. But we need to deal directly with the Holy Spirit and allow Him to guide our choices. Sometimes our biggest struggle is the belief that food is our only indulgence, as if that covers up the truth about willful gluttony. In some cases, we sense a clear, no, not that, at which point we can either indulge in fleshly desires or stay in step with the Spirit and obey His prompting. Scripture reference Galatians 5:16-17. And I'll read the scriptures at the end. It doesn't mean that we can never have dessert, but rather we must ask for wisdom with a heart committed to obey whatever God tells us in each circumstance. Scripture, James 1:5 and 1 Kings 8:61. As we know, the heart is our biggest emotional organ, and it makes our decisions. Our heart is a place where life makes up its mind. The heart is where we decide if we will obey. Thinking of the scripture that can help frame heart's choices is Matthew 6:33. I'm going to read that one right now. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you want to live wisely regarding what to eat, we need to make right choices as God leads us, not as our appetites urge us. So in everything that we do, we seek God when it comes to what we eat, when it comes to what we purchase, whether it's a house or a car, clothing, shoes, big ticket items like TVs. Is that really something you want? Is that something your appetite to buy is urging you? Or is that something God is leading you to do? There's a time and a place. Unlike many other temptations we encounter, the urge to overeat is always with us because we all must eat. If we have a tendency toward overeating or unhealthy eating, we need spiritual discernment to deal with our daily encounters with food. Sometimes people struggle with making wise choices at potlucks and banquets at church. Paul warns us in the Bible, those preparing to eat the Lord's Supper to get their nourishment at home first, so they would selfishly pig out at their time of fellowship. What God wants us to do is eat when we're hungry and stop when we're satisfied. But we have redefined satisfied, don't you think? And of course, there were times of great feasting in the Bible. You had wonderful times of celebration of God's designated festivals, holy convocations. There's a time and a place in the plan of God to eat. And many of these times will involve salvation. So celebrations are proper. We need discernment for these special times. We need to check our hearts. Are we truly willing to obey the Lord when it comes to our eating habits? Our gracious Lord gives us daily bread. He provides sustenance for strength and nourishment in many ways. But this does not equate to food-related indulges that can lead to poor health or weakening our bodies and our lives. Sustenance is not the same as gluttony. Gluttony is disobedience, while eating or not eating won't ever commend us to God. The Lord is rightly concerned about why we eat, whether we are seeking him and if we're eating to honor him. We all tend to justify stuffing our bellies, don't we? Think about Thanksgiving. Stuffing is a temptation as old as time. While it's true that God gives us all the things richly to enjoy, it's foolish to ignore the consequences of out of control overeating, especially if it becomes a habit. Remember in the beginning when I said that there's nothing evil about a chocolate bar, pretzels, potato chips, ice cream, cakes, cookies, pies, bananas, apples, peaches, avocados, tomatoes, cucumbers. But these foods are out of bounds if God has told me no. So no matter if you think it's a good food or a bad food, if it's off limits and God has told you to set them aside for a while, then I suggest that you do that. You didn't say you have to give it up. He just said set it aside for a while. The church often encourages people to obey God's instruction about sexual morality, alcohol, and a host of other issues. But gluttony is an issue Christians choose to ignore. People choose to ignore. We accept it. We tolerate it, even though the scriptures warns us about gluttony's destructiveness. When we overeat out of control, it suggests that we have a lack of godly self-control, one of the fruit of the Spirit, self-control. While eating and drinking nutritiously are connected to honoring God with our work, Ecclesiastes 5:18, the Bible says overeating is related to being lazy. And the writer of Proverbs suggests it's far more serious than we think. Aside from some foods not being good for us in quantity, overeating suggests, as I said, lack of godly self-control, that we are unable to control appetites. We are just eating to be eating, not thinking about what we're thinking before we eat or do what we're thinking. God gives us many foods to enjoy, and we honor him when we eat food in appropriate ways and quantities. We don't want food to control us. We want to obey the Holy Spirit and allow him to control our choices. So as we go throughout our day and we think about the things that we want to eat, and is it really because you're hungry or is it because you just want to indulge? You know, because sometimes if we're watching TV, we think we have to eat, or we're reading a book, we think we have to eat, or if we're sitting idle, we think we have to eat, or riding in a car, we think we have to eat, you know, going to a movie, we think we have to eat because that's what's there, refreshments for the movies. There has been times that I've been to the movies and I didn't eat. I might have drank something, but I didn't eat. So are we eating because we want to eat? Are we eating because that's what you think you should be doing? The truth is, God is God, and we want to seek him concerning our eating because he knows what is truly beneficial for us at any given time. We may think we have a right to do anything we want, and our culture cultivates this kind of independent thinking. And we may think that we earned the right to indulge, but is that true? Because not everything is beneficial, and it didn't, or he didn't, I'm saying it didn't, I'm stop referring to God, didn't want to be mastered by anything. And although 1 Corinthians 6:12 is talking about sexual immorality, the principle of the scripture can be true for any sinful and lustful habit, even when we overeat. You think about some of these commercials that were out there, and you hear about, you know, like devil food cake or angel food cake. It doesn't matter what cake it is. If it's idolatrous and is worshiping anything other than God, then it's dangerous. Because it's dangerous to hunger for something other than God. So when you feel that hunger pang, or you feel like it's time to indulge, you might want to start indulging in reading the Word of God. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. The more you hunger and thirst and read the Word, that's the food that you'll be wanting. I'm not saying you don't eat at all. It's just remembering, are you indulging? Are you eating because you're hungry? And through all this, God wants us to trust and obey him. Look at some of these magazines covers, especially like women's. You'll see like messages that kind of contradict one another. You'll see the weight loss article, and then you'll see a bunch of high calorie foods or sweets sitting next to the weight loss. And where do we see these? Of course, at the checkout stand when you're going in the supermarket. The worst place to see a magazine like that. The simple truth is that God knows what's best for us, and when he speaks truth into our lives, he expects us to obey that truth for our benefit and his glory. There's a definite trust and obey connection. We know that God wants to trust him in all that we do and lean not on our own understanding. And he also wants us to eliminate the things that are not good for us. He may even challenge us to consider what's good if we obey. Do we obey? Always? Something to think about, even for myself. Rebellious bites, rebellious attitudes are sometimes listed alongside gluttony. Deuteronomy 21:20. And I'll read the scriptures as I mentioned before the call ends. Speaks of a stubborn and rebellious son who would not obey his parents. And he is described as a glutton and a drunkard. Are we rebellious in what we do? We have rebellious attitudes. Are we gluttons? Remember in the beginning, think about even though Eve did what she did, and we weren't really told, but she took that first rebellious bite. And even before all that, Adam and Eve did eat many good and beneficial foods from God before that. Taking that rebellious bite is an act of disobedience against God. Remember, if we love God, we will obey him. And of course, we're faced with choices of food every day. We can either rebel against godly wisdom or embrace it. Choosing what God wants for us. Recognizing what God wants for us. Like I said, it's not saying that it's bad for you or good for you, but is it something that God wants you to do? Again, if we love him, we will obey him. It turns out obedience can have a lot to do with a chocolate chip cookie, ice cream, or any food when God says, no, not for you, not today. What is your response going to be? What are you going to say when you look at that sweet honey bun or glazed donut, strawberry shortcake, even a salad? Because just because we eat salad, we know it's a healthy thing, but are you eating it because it's healthy, or are you eating because you're just wanting something to eat, to be indulging in? Think about how you can make some creative choices to set yourself up for obeying God's will when it comes to eating. How do we honor God when it comes to food and when it comes to eating? And before I read the scriptures that I have referenced for this, I'm going to open up the lines and see if we have any comments. I thought this was a good topic because it can relate to me as well. Because I'm getting better, but I used to do the same thing. If I'm reading, I think I need something. If I'm sitting there looking at a movie, I think I need something. But do I really? Do we really need it? The lines are open.
Mom. Oh,
yes,
my
ma'am.
God. I've been, like, itching to say this because what happened to me literally was 5 minutes before the call started when you said the urge to eat is always with us and use spiritual discernment. I about flipped because there was a part in this movie that I was watching, and this little girl, oh my gosh, she was so cute, but the little girl, she was drinking a milkshake. And I was like, oh my gosh, hey, I bought this vegan ice cream the other day. I'm about to get it. But I didn't get up, though. But I was like, I'm about to get the ice cream. I was like, you know, that vegan ice cream is good. It's like a, you know what it is. It's the good kind, the good stuff for you. But still, like
yeah.
you said, just because it's good for you. So I sat there, and I was like, really, Tara? And the answer was no. I never got up and got the ice cream. And honestly, like when I was sitting here reading, I realized, I'm like, okay, I didn't need it. And if I ate it, and the moment that I was sitting in a couple minutes ago, I would have looked back and said, why did I eat that? And I'm so glad that I stopped myself from impulsively getting up to get the ice cream. And I even played back the scene like a couple of times. And I was like, yeah, see, I didn't really want the ice cream because – I was like looking at the scene, and I looked at her drink the milkshake, and I was like, I don't want that ice cream. I'm like, you see how, like you said, even if you watch TV, whether it's like a food channel, something pops in the movie, you're like, oh wow, I want a pizza, or oh wow, I want that burger.
Uh-huh.
Like you go make it, and then afterwards you're like, why did I do that? And I'm just like, I mean I don't really eat when I watch TV because I've already eaten, because by the time I watch TV it's later at night, so I've already eaten dinner. I've already had a snack. Not a snack. I've already had something to drink, or I'll get, like, something more to drink. But I was like, I'm proud of myself. Not, like, a prideful proud, but, like, I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I discerned that and realized I didn't really want that ice cream, and I never got it. Now I don't feel bad because I didn't eat it.
Yeah. And that's funny that you said, because I didn't even think about that, because that can happen too when you're watching something on TV, whether it's a movie or Food Network or anything to do with food, you know, even commercials.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be like, oh, wow, that looks good. And you'd be like, no.
I'm going to get it.
Maybe I better not do that.
But, yeah, I think it's a good idea to play back if you're able to, whether it's a movie or if you're able to rewind the TV. And then you
mm-hmm.
could really see if you wanted that.
Right,
food
if that's
that
something
you
really wanted. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Anybody
I
else? Any other comments?
I saw before in the thread, I guess that's – well, somebody's phone number that we know, and they were talking about the different things when we're eating, whether, like you said, watching TV, walking, shopping. You're like, especially if you're doing like, I don't know, maybe Christmas shopping. I don't really Christmas shop like that, so I can't. I'm trying to think of like a thing. Like when you shop, you're always like, oh, I need to get like my Starbucks, or oh, I have to
mm-hmm.
get a sandwich because it's this time. And it's like, but do you really have to? Or it's like, is that just a thing?
Yeah, that was, oh, yeah. Ms. Alice said, I feel like I just cooked a Thanksgiving meal, smiley, smiley. And then she says, all the above, TV, car, walking, shopping. And she puts a, like,
mm-hmm.
semi-sad face, like, and you know, and it's all about being mindful. You know, all this stuff
yeah,
doesn't happen overnight. It's a process.
No.
Yeah, it's a process. So, you know, that's something that we all have to work on.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to read the one scripture, and I'll like open it back up before we close it out. But Galatians 5:16-17 is basically talking about the works of the flesh. And it says, this I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the one, excuse me, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. So it's a battle, flesh against spirit. Do I really want something to eat or drink? Or do I need to just, you know, do something? You know, you could pick up the Word of God, you could read the Word of God, or you could be working on content for your business. And anything that you're working on could take you away from that fleshy action of thinking that you want something to drink or you're hungry. And I'm not saying that sometimes you are hungry and you are thirsty, but a lot of times we do have to be cognizant when it comes to eating, because we want to make sure that we're honoring God when we do, and that we're listening to God when we do, and we're not overeating, and we're not being gluttons, and we're having that self-control, which is part of the food and spirit. All of these things are what God wants us to do, trust Him and obey Him, because we know that in the end, it's all for Him anyway. So how to honor God when it comes to food and eating is tonight's topic. Again, if there's any comments or other questions or concerns, the call is still open. I remind you of the book club next month, September 2018. The book is The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. If you don't have the book, you could still join the call, because we'll be reading it, and I do believe it has questions after certain chapters or something to that nature, and I think it's going to be very interesting. And then we have the Coaching Brunch and Roundtable, October 13th, 2018, Emotional Wholeness. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a very intimate setting, and I'm looking forward to uplifting and encouraging and edifying the women of Christ. So
remember,
if there's no other comment. Yes.
Remember when Applebee's first started their to-go service, it was their to-go service. It was literally their first year. So that was when I was in high school, I think. It was okay. So Caitlin just got her license, so it had to be like sophomore or junior. So this is over 10 years ago, over maybe 12 at this point, 2006. Yeah, so 12 years ago, mm-hmm. whenever Applebee's first came up with that. And my friend at that time, Caitlin, you know, she said she wanted to try like their quesadillas. Like she just had a taste that day. And I think it was around, you know, the summertime, like a couple weeks before school got out. So she just got her license. School's, you know, it's warm. So she's making up stuff to do. So we went there, and we're in the to-go service thing. She gets the quesadillas. They're good. Okay, I thought that'd be the end of that. So the next night, you remember this maybe, she called me mm-hmm. and said if I was busy, and I told her no. And she's like, oh, okay, I'm going to, you know, go to Applebee's. I was like, well, for what for? You just went there yesterday. And she's like, for the quesadillas because they were good. So we went there. I didn't get anything because I was already in my vegetarian vegan phase, and they weren't really making them for vegans at that point. So she got them. She literally did that the whole week. And I said, why do you keep going there and getting these things? And she was like, because they're good. And I'm like, is that the only reason that we're going? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, so it's not because you're hungry. It's because they're good. Because mind you, her mom always had a routine. They had dinner at 5:30 or something. So she already ate, and we'd go at like 7 or 8, and she did that for that whole week. And then I think a couple of days into the next week, then I thought she was done, and then it started back up. And I was like, I'm just going to go with her because it was something to do, you know, when your friends get a license, let's get in the car and go somewhere. But I kind of was getting to the point where I was so tired of just sitting in the Applebee's to-go lot and watching her eat quesadillas. So I stopped going. And I think because I stopped going, she stopped, because there was no other friend that would go with her randomly places, and I was the closest one. So I'm like, I'm glad I stopped, because I was like, I don't know when she would have then. So, yeah, she was just going because it was good. There was no other reason. She wasn't hungry. She already ate.
Yeah,
so I just thought about that.
She was just doing it because they had that.
And once you get in there, it just smells good.
Oh, we weren't even inside. We were
Oh my gosh, service.
Yeah, so we were in the her car. So.
Wow.
But I wasn't eating them. Good time.
Yes. This was a great call,
ladies.
Karen.
Thank you.
Again.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you. Love you guys.
Thanks.
Love you too.
All right. Thanks again.
Okay. Bye bye.
Let me hang up.